Hey, it's Ryman coming to you with another Broncos Country Blitz. Yes, I do not sound quite like myself. My voice has been cutting in and out for several days. Have something that unfortunately is taking a majority of my voice, but I have taken a little medication, a few cough drops, to bring you the Broncos Country Blitz on the Broncos' final regular season game of the 2023-24 NFL season. The Broncos lose to Las Vegas Raiders in Vegas 27-14. Overall, just a completely disappointing game. I actually feel like my voice kind of fits probably what all of Broncos country is feeling or thinking right now. You felt like the Broncos had way more to play for in this game. First winning record since 2016. Individual players showing they belong with part of the culture change for next year. Some of Sean Payton's guys being able to step up, like Stedham, getting some of the other wide receivers opportunities this week. And it just didn't materialize. It felt like the offensive line and defensive line were dominated the entire game. It felt like, not the entire team, but it felt like certain players were checked out. And it had an effect, obviously, on the entire team game on both the offensive side and defensive side of the ball. And it was just hard to watch. It was hard to watch. Just felt like we were mailing it in for the final game of the season. And a lot of work to do in the offseason. And would it made that big of a difference if we would have wanted to go to 9-8, finish with a winning record? In my opinion, yes. Sometimes those momentum shifts can carry you through the offseason, leave things positive for the following season. So it's unfortunate we weren't able to at least lock up a winning record. And the Raiders, unfortunately, have had our number for quite a while now, and we got to get that fixed. Now, the offense was one-dimensional, mainly the passing game. Stedham was pretty decent, had a few throws that I'm sure he would like to have back, but was pressured a good part of the day. Obviously, our offensive line was just getting pushed back a good part of the day. Not much in the running game. I mean, Javonte Williams, 9 carries for 32 yards. And he was the best of the bunch. It was just a poor offensive showing. 14 points. Ain't going to get it done in the NFL these days. And other than a couple bright spots of Brandon Johnson getting some playing time, some very significant playing time, I should say, in terms of 4 catches for 88 yards. Jerry Jeudy had 3 for 79. So they both had big individual days. So other than that, though, really just a disappointing day on offense. Really, the Raiders' defense dictated to us more than anything the entire day, and was just tough to watch. And on the defensive side of the ball, when the offense was able to score, the defense couldn't get the Raiders stopped. Couldn't get them stopped. In fact, at the end of the first half, they allowed the Raiders to go on a 99-yard touchdown drive to close out the half, and with a pass from Adrian O'Connell over there to Javonte Adams. And that was pretty much the backbreaker in the game. You kind of knew where it was going to go from there. We had a chance when we got a touchdown in the fourth quarter, got back within 10. But again, the defense couldn't get the Raiders' offense stopped. And it was a bad game for a lot of Broncos players on defense. I thought PS2 didn't have a particularly great game. Fabian Moreau had a horrid game and was sitting there with Adam with Cromwell Sports just going, why is he still in the game, or why haven't they adjusted the defense? I mean, the Raiders kept coming after him. The Broncos did nothing to adjust to what the Raiders were doing. Same thing on the offensive side of the ball. And it was just a bad day for coaching overall as well. The Broncos coaching staff got out-coached by the Raiders coaching staff. And Anthony Pierce has done a good job as an interim coach for the Raiders. I would actually think they'd be pretty smart to keep him as their permanent head coach. He's a player's coach. He seems to get it. And I think if anything from this game as well, Sean Payton's got to take a good hard look in the mirror. You know, you've decided to move on from Russell Wilson, it looks like. You've tried your guy the past 2 games, at least your initial guy you brought in. He's gone 1-1. They've scored less points in both games than we've averaged all season. And we have to get better in several areas if Russell Wilson is to leave, as we all suspect, a huge cap hit over the next couple of years. So, not the prettiest picture, and a lot to do in this offseason. It'll be a very telling offseason. One thing I will say is I don't think majority of this roster will be here next year. We're going to have a pretty high turnover in terms of this roster. I'm expecting that right now. I don't think that should be a surprise to anybody. And I think a lot of it's culture as well. I think we have some players on the roster that were part of the prior cultures or culture, and it may just be best to part ways with them, move on, and get things turned around with some new faces. And we'll see if that's the route we're going to go. But to have games like this game against the Raiders where it looked like everyone was just checked out, didn't really have their mind in the game, just simply can't happen in the NFL. Just simply can't happen. Especially for a coach like Sean Payton, it's highly regarded. You certainly don't want to see that happen under his watch. So he said just as much during his post-game presser that he thought they got dominated on both lines of scrimmage. And he's always been a preacher in that Bill Parcells coaching line. You got to win in the trenches. And boy, the Raiders game showed that we have a long way to go there. Long way to go. Now, like I said, there were some positives. There were some big throws in the game. Stedham had big throws to Brandon Johnson, to Jerry Jeudy. There were some. Adam Trautman had a big throw to him for over 20 yards. So there were some big chunk plays in there that were exciting to see. But definitely too inconsistent on offense. Weren't able to adjust or take over the line of scrimmage from the Raiders. And that pretty much did our offense in the end. Jared sent him under constant pressure all day. And on the defensive side of the ball, just allowing the Raiders to run up and down the field. And like I already mentioned, the 99-yard drive at the end of the, as we approached halftime, Raiders get the touchdown with just a few seconds left before halftime. Same thing, defense couldn't reestablish the line of scrimmage. Zamir White for the Raiders, 25 carries for 112 yards. So Josh Jacobs, who's always been a Bronco killer, isn't playing. And the next guy they plug in, just able to do the same thing to us. And it was just hard to watch. Jacoby Myers, for some reason, has the Broncos number too. Jawante Adams has the Broncos number. Trey Tucker seems like he's figured out the Broncos on the Raiders roster. So we have a lot of, they exposed a lot of holes that the Broncos need to fix this offseason. And hopefully, Sean Payton, I believe he's got a plan. I believe he's got a plan at quarterback. It's just a matter of how much of that can you get done in one offseason in terms of the team vision or team plan that you have, especially with the cap restrictions we're going to have. Seen Sean Payton work his magic before. We're going to see what happens. But this game should be a definite eye-opener for the coaching staff for Sean Payton. And maybe we'll see some coaching changes on the coaching staff after this game. I think he might keep everyone together. There were a couple people post-game on some of the local programs. And basically a lot of them said, you know, the Broncos overachieved for what they had on the roster. You didn't hear a lot of that during the season. As soon as the season ended, you heard that. And if that's true, you know, Sean Payton, you have to kind of look at it as maybe he did the best he could with what we had this year. A lot of people predicted us to go 9-8 or 8-9, and we went 8-9. So we were right around what a lot of people predicted. Some people predicted the 10-7s. I was one of those. And unfortunately, that did not work out this season. But I think that Patriots game was the backbreaker. Even though we beat the Chargers, I think it was a little bit of people were checked out after that. And the streak we went on in the middle of the season looks a lot different now. It was a great run. But overall, if you look at the losses, in terms of the losses compared to the wins, just so many things not good enough that have to get fixed in the offseason. So, disappointing way to end the season. Really wanted to see the Broncos beat the Raiders to finish with a winning record and go off to the offseason on a good note. But it is what it is. You got to take it for what it is and move forward. It'll be interesting to see, like I said, what we do this offseason. Jared Stenham was asked if he could be the guy. Pretty much responded and said he thinks he can be. Well, it'll be interesting to see if Sean Payton gives him the opportunity to be, at least in the short term, maybe a gap quarterback. And you got to think Sean Payton has someone picked out in the draft as well, or a few individuals picked out in the draft to draft a quarterback. So, like I said, a lot of big decisions to be made this offseason. Like I mentioned, the roster will look significantly different. I think you have to think after ending with a losing season, and like I said, one win can make that much of a difference from a winning losing record and from certain decisions. Got to look at things like Jerry Jeudy's possibly gone this offseason. Garrett Bowles might be gone this offseason. There's probably some other people that maybe aren't as prominent on the roster that may be gone this offseason as Sean Payton continues to do the makeover to make this his team. So will be interesting as we go into the offseason. I'm still going to enjoy the playoffs, the NFL playoffs, see who gets to the Super Bowl eventually. Obviously, we want to make sure the Chiefs are nowhere near that Super Bowl. And, play at least that's what's good is if, as diehard of a Broncos fan, Broncoholic, Broncos country, as all of us are, it's nice to have the NFL in general, especially the playoffs, when the Broncos season doesn't go so well, because it's definitely some entertaining football to watch. I will use that as a distraction and use the playoffs as a distraction, the Super Bowl, and then as we get into the offseason, kind of focus on more on what the Broncos have been either quietly or very publicly doing since the season ended. So, once again, the Broncos end their 2023-24 regular season campaign, losing to the Las Vegas Raiders 27-14 in Vegas to go to 8-9 on the 2023-24 season. And until next time, hopefully with my full voice back the next time you hear me, this is the Rye Man with the Broncos Country Blitz. And remember to find us on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/Broncos Country. And on Twitter at DDCR_BCB.